This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL draft starts 2 weeks from Thursday, which makes it a perfect time to head out to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and be joined by Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, the man who invented mock drafts,
absolutely,
among other things. And he just dropped a mock earlier today. And Pete, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's go right to the Ravens. And you have them taking Donovan Isiraku. Why do you like the fit of him there?
Well, he's a good edge rusher, has speed off the corner, explosive player. I think he's viewed by NFL teams a lot higher than he is by the draft Knicks. Might not even be there when they pick, by the way. And you have, what, three expiring contracts on the edge? Isn't, if I'm not mistaken, Van Noy, one-year deal, Owe.
Yes.
On a, what, and so is Ajabo, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to get, you know, and I know they have Robinson and they like him, but you got to get more. And so in that scenario, I say take the pass rusher. And the Ravens have done a good job of that in the past.
Did you think about someone like a Derek Harmon there? Did you think about a safety there?
I'm not taking a safety there from the Ravens. You know what I would do if I were the Ravens? And I don't know if they've talked about this. I'd move TJ Tampa to safety. If you look at him, he has the look of a safety, the body of a safety, and I think he could be a good safety. In fact, he was on my better than team last year because I thought he would be a guy that could move to safety. So we've seen guys move to safety in the past. So I wouldn't draft a safety in that spot. You know, I would consider a defensive lineman if they fell to you there. But you talk about taking Harmon. You know, I'm not sure he's going to be there when they pick, but yeah, there are other. This is a deep draft for defensive tackles.
Absolutely.
I think you can get guys. So I probably would pass on that and take the pass rusher.
Pete, going around the AFC North, how do you see the Browns handling the second pick?
I think it's going to be Travis Hunter. I don't think they're taking the quarterback. You know, guys I talked to in that organization, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a quarterback. They don't love Shedeur Sanders. If you don't love him, you pass on him. And so you take the best player in the draft. And the best player in the draft is Travis Hunter. I think if you look at the way he plays, he can do so many different things. And I initially thought I'm going to evaluate him as a corner because I think it's the value position. But the way the game is played nowadays, the receiver has almost become as valuable as the corner. And he has a chance to be, I think he's Justin Jefferson light. And I'm not saying he's not going to be as good as Justin Jefferson. He's just not as big.
Yeah.
But I think he has a chance to be special as a wide receiver. And so the Browns take him, play him at wide receiver, add some juice to an offense that will need it, no matter who's playing quarterback, and then go into the draft next year. Or maybe even come back at the back end of the first round and get a guy, or take one at the top of the second. And I'll give you an idea. Kyle McCord, the quarterback at Syracuse, a guy I really like, by the way, is also went to the same high school as Kevin Stefanski, just for put that in the back of your notebooks.
Talking with Pete, they could also still, at some point, Arthur Blank's going to realize something for Kirk Cousins is better than nothing, and I got to eat some money to save a lot more, and they could eventually do that.
Yeah, but there's bad blood there with Arthur Blank and the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, and they weren't real thrilled with what he did by calling him out with the injury during the season, and that's why they exercised that $10 million option. Otherwise, they would have let him go. They're kind of holding him hostage. And me personally, I'm with you, Jason. I'd be getting rid of him. I wouldn't want him around the building with my young quarterback. But there is bad blood there, and sometimes you know how that works out. Teams, you know, they wanted to get showed up, and he kind of showed them up.
Gets personal.
So I think, yeah. So So if they don't make a move for him, I agree with you. If they make a move for him, I think he could end up being the quarterback in Cleveland with a young guy behind him, a guy like Kyle McCord.
We're talking with Pete Prisco. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to stay in the AFC North, and we can get back to the draft, but I am curious your thoughts on what seems like inevitably Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh.
Oof.
And even if they do get Aaron Rodgers, they got to look at taking a quarterback at 21 if they like one of those guys. Say Sanders fell to them. You know, maybe fell to the teens, the mid-teens. Then maybe you make a move to go get him. Or if he falls to you, then you got a decision to make between Dart and Sanders. But they have to address the quarterback position for the future. Getting Rodgers is good for the now. That doesn't solve your problem going forward. So what I would do, and Dart might need a year or two to adjust to the NFL game. Sanders might need, 10 games, 12 games. Mm-hmm. Play Rodgers, sign Rodgers, play him. If it's good, it's good. Then you keep him for the next year. If it's not, then you get rid of them, and then you bring in you let the young guy start the next year. So I think that's something they have to strongly consider in round one is finding a quarterback.
Pete, do you consider Aaron Rodgers an upgrade over Russell Wilson?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Pete's like, a Rodgers guy.
Yeah.
Times 15. If you go back and watch, the last six games of last year for Aaron Rodgers, he started to look like Aaron Rodgers again. They lied about the injury. I think the injury was far worse than they let on. And remember all the talk in December of 2023, he's going to come back. Sure he was, because he wasn't the same guy for the first six games of the season last year. He didn't move around. When Aaron Rodgers can't move around like he does, he's not the same quarterback. But as he got healthier, as he got more comfortable with it, and the season moved along, he was a better player. And if you go back, he threw more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert last year. He was good in the last six games of the season. So is he still Aaron Rodgers? No. Is he better than than Russell Wilson? Yeah, so are a lot of guys.
Cincinnati Bengals have a lot of money obviously tied up in a couple positions on their offense, but the offensive line still, to me, begs major questions, and the defense was horrible, and I don't know that it's fixable in one draft. And Trey Hendrickson certainly seems, the media tour he went on last year, certainly seems like he's still not a happy camper. How do you size up the Bengals going into the draft?
Well, you're right. The offensive line still has issues, but they can get a guard at some point in this draft. And that kind of really, because the tackles are fine. Brown and Mims will be good at right tackle too. The tackles are fine. They need to get a guard. They can play Cody Ford at one. They signed Lucas Patrick on a 1-year deal. He played good last year. You can get by with those guys. So the line will be fine. The offense is not a problem. The worry becomes the defense. And you mentioned it. But remember, they're making a change at coordinator, and that's a good thing for them. They played way too much vanilla coverage zone defense last year. They got all these corners who they think can play man-to-man, Turner, mm-hmm. Cambritt, Taylor, Dax Hill. They all play zone so much last year. Didn't play to their strengths. So I think those guys will be better on the back end. They got to get Geno, no offense, Ravens fans, they got to get Geno Stone off the field because he's a liability. And then you talk about Hendrickson. What's he going to do? What are your options? You going to sit out? Nobody sits out. You're 31 years old. You're not sitting out. So he'll play, whether he gets a new contract or not. And then they go from there. So I don't think they're as far off as anybody thinks they are. In fact, the Ravens and the Bengals are the two best teams in the division. I think they'll both compete for the division title again next year.
Pete, and we're talking with Pete Prisco. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. You've got three quarterbacks going in the first round. Do you like these quarterbacks?
No, I mean, I like them. I don't love them. And that might not be a bad thing for those guys based on my track record, though. So that might not be a bad thing. But, you get some right, you get some wrong. And I've always done that. And so does the league, by
right.
the way. But I like Cam Ward. I don't love him because I think he leaves clean pockets. He turns simple plays into great plays, but they should be simple plays. And you don't know what I mean when he moves away from phantom pressure and gets outside the pocket and throws a laser down the field. But when you're supposed to go 1, 2, 3, 4 and get the ball out, that's a negative in my mind. So he's got a good arm. I like him. I don't love him. I don't love Shador Sanders. I think there's nothing about his game. When you look at it, you go, whoa, wow. The arm, not great. The ability to move, not great. He's not big. He doesn't have I just don't think he's a great quarterback. Jackson Dart, I don't like him as much as other people do. The Shuck kid from Louisville is 27 years old or whatever he is, and he's been at like seven schools for a reason. I don't love him. The guy I like is Kyle McCord. And by the way, I think the league people you talk to, and I know, Jason, if you talk to him too, but if you do, ask him. They like him much more than Draft Cult Twitter does. I can tell you that. And there's a reason for it. He stands in. He makes the throws. He's tough. He had more deep balls, I think, for completions than anybody else in the draft. So he's got the willingness to stand in there and make the throws. He's not a great athlete. He's good enough. You know, I just think that when you look at the body of work, what he did at Syracuse last year after what Ohio State did to him, I think he's got a chance to be a good quality NFL starting quarterback.
Pete, I see that you have the Giants selecting Shedeur Sanders at pick 3, but if Sanders gets beyond the Giants, how far could he fall?
Well, no. Actually, I have the Giants.
He's got to take him out of Carter. Mark.
Yeah, I haven't taken Carter.
Oh, I might be looking at
looking
wrong.
At
I'm
looking at an older mock.
I'm sorry.
Old stuff there,
I think I'm looking
there,
at an older mock.
He's got New Orleans taking Shedeur Sanders now.
Yeah, I have him taking him at 9. And when I look at it, you look, Derek Carr, give me a break. Yeah. He's not the answer at quarterback. He's also, the contract's a problem. They got to get out from underneath that. And you got to get a long-term quarterback. And it makes sense with Kellen Moore coming in there to find a young guy. Spencer Rattler's not the long-term. Oof. So why not take Shedeur Sanders and take your chances? There's a big difference between taking one when you're Kellen Moore at 9 and taking one when you're that front office in Cleveland at 2. You know what I mean? So particularly with you got that other guy sitting there who's the worst trade in the history of mankind on your roster making all that money. So I think Shedeur Sanders to the Saints would make some sense.
Pete Prisco, before we let you leave, when does the top 100 players come out? We look forward to that every year.
Oh, probably in June sometime. What do I got coming up? I got my Who They Should mock draft.
Yes.
By the way, I usually do better at that because I figure it out better than trying to guess it. And then I have my Better Than team comes out next week with guys I like better than the scouts, which usually I hit a lot of those guys over the years, Levante David, Grady Jarrett, guys like that. And then I got my real mock draft the day of the draft. So then I got grades. Then I got to regrade the 2022 draft, which I always do. I regrade the draft and regrade myself. And boy, I tell you what, you go back and look at some of the grades you gave those guys and you go, what the hell was I thinking?
They ever going to give you a day to just chill on the beach?
Yeah.
That comes after the draft.
Okay.
That comes to get the draft over
with. Get through the draft. Two more weeks.
Two more weeks and then you can start chilling and relaxing. Absolutely. Play some bad golf. Lay on the beach and relax. That's it.
Pete, thanks so much, man. We appreciate
you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're
almost a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's close. I think next vote.
He's teetering.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to see if he has Aaron Rodgers over Lamar Jackson.
That'll be a determining factor.
Still loves Aaron. Yeah, 15 times.
Oh, he's an Aaron Rodgers.
He's always hated Russ, right?
Yes.
That was
from the giddy up.
Yeah, that was a bane of contention between
Matt Ryan versus Russell Wilson. Yeah. That would be our discussion.
Oh, wow. Jason, obviously, we're all dog people, and Jason has something to say about bad dog people next here on The Fan.